Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Raising Spiritual Champions. Nurturing Your Child's Heart, Mind, and Soul is a Christian parenting book by researcher and author Dr. George Barna, written for parents who want to shape their child's spiritual development intentionally. The book combines biblical teaching with social research to argue that a child's core beliefs, moral framework, values, and worldview begin to take firm shape very early in life, especially before the age of 13. Its central purpose is not generic family encouragement, but a focused guide for forming children who can think and live from a biblical worldview. Barna presents parenting as a non-delegable responsibility, meaning that churches, schools, media, and other institutions cannot replace the role of parents in spiritual formation. The book is structured around practical biblical principles that help parents guide identity, truth, priorities, purpose, and eternal perspective in the home. It is positioned as both a research-informed and faith-based resource for Christian families. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the argument that worldview formation is strongest before early adolescence. The practical implication is that parents are urged to think in terms of long-term formation rather than short-term management. Barna treats childhood as a preparation stage in which foundational convictions are either intentionally cultivated or passively left to outside influences. That makes the book especially concerned with early habits of interpretation, moral reasoning, and spiritual language. Rather than promising quick fixes, it assumes that durable outcomes require early, repeated formation in the home. Secondly, the book's emphasis on parental responsibility that cannot be outsourced. The book's reasoning also has an institutional critique that implies that modern families often expect external structures to supply what only the home can provide consistently. That critique is not anti-church or anti-education. Rather, it argues that these institutions are secondary. For readers, the result is a more serious view of parenting authority and a clearer sense of accountability. Thirdly, the Seven Cornerstones framework for a biblical worldview. The significance of the Seven Cornerstones is that they connect doctrine to daily orientation. Identity, truth, purpose, and success are not treated as separate topics, but as linked parts of how a child learns to interpret life. This gives parents a way to move beyond behavior correction and into deeper formation, where beliefs shape choices and choices reinforce beliefs. Fourthly, the blend of biblical teaching and sociological research. This research-informed structure helps the book address skeptical readers as well as committed believers. A parent who values evidence may find the book's argument more persuasive because it connects theological claims to developmental urgency. At the same time, the research does not replace biblical authority. It supports it by showing how worldview formation functions in actual family life. Lastly, why the book is aimed at discipleship rather than general child development. That focus makes the book especially relevant for Christian parents who want a clear discipleship strategy in the home. It offers fewer generic platitudes and more directional clarity about what parents should intentionally cultivate. Compared with many books in the genre, it is more specific about the end goal of parenting and more concrete about the themes that must be taught for children to mature spiritually. In conclusion, Raising Spiritual Champions will be most useful for Christian parents, grandparents, and church leaders who want a serious framework for forming children with a biblical worldview. It is especially relevant for readers who believe spiritual instruction should begin early and who want more than broad encouragement about family life. The book offers a structured way to think about identity, truth, priorities, purpose, and eternal perspective, which makes it practical for parents who want clearer direction in the home. Its main benefit is that it links theology to developmental urgency, giving readers a reason to treat childhood as a decisive formation window rather than a later correction phase. Compared with many Christian parenting books, it stands out for its research-driven tone and its explicit insistence that parents cannot outsource discipleship to institutions. That combination gives it a more focused and demanding profile than sentimental or general-purpose family books. It is not a comprehensive manual for every parenting issue, but it is strong on the central question of what kind of worldview a child should inherit and how parents can help shape it deliberately. For readers seeking a biblically grounded, conceptually organized, and culturally aware parenting resource, it is a distinctive contribution. If you would like to support Dr. George Barna, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.